This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. What happens when the bank takes your house, literally? Rafat bought a two-story house in Northeast D.C. from City Mortgage and moved in about $20,000 worth of personal property. He was living at another residence while waiting for renovation permits, and a few weeks later when he stopped by, he found the house was completely gone. In the words of the court, much to his surprise and dismay, he arrived to find that the house, along with all its contents, had vanished. A local mailman told Rafat he watched a work crew demolish the house. All that was left was a fence around an empty lot with a sign that said Right Way Development. Rafat found out that Right Way worked for Safeguard, which had been instructed by City Mortgage to take down the house. Rafat sued everybody. Safeguard claimed it was just the middleman, but the court said a man's house is his castle even if others do not perceive it as such, and all parties had a duty to check to see who owned the house before issuing orders to destroy it. So Safeguard failed to safeguard, Right Way turned out to be the wrong way, and Rafat may end up with a new castle after all. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.